How to Murder an Author. Having trouble getting started with your free-form, free-flowing writing and journaling? Remember how great the feeling was in grammar school when your teacher gave you your first writing assignment? Write an essay called What I Did During My Summer Vacation. Remember how you were first a little scared about having to write a whole page by yourself? Then, that night, you began to write down the first sentence about how much fun you had last summer. Each word you wrote, you could actually feel as you wrote it. My dog Brownie fell in the lake, and we saved him. I got bitten by 3 wasps. We went to Disney World, and so on. Then, because you could feel the emotions behind each word, you laboriously block-penciled on lined notebook paper. You were certain the reader would feel them just as strongly as you, would feel the pain of the sting, smell the wet dog Brownie, feel the same tingling you felt when you got ready to go on Space Mountain for the first time. You neatly recopied the assignment, hoping that you spelled everything correctly, though you couldn't figure out how to spell kaopectate. Next morning, you beamed as you handed in your paper at school, knowing that this was going to be a great year, a year in which your thoughts and adventures would be recognized and appreciated. Of course, what happened is, you got the paper back next day with red marks all over it. You misspelled kaopectate. You forgot to put a period at the end of the second sentence. You failed to indent at the first paragraph. One sentence was missing a verb, and so on. After you read the red marks 6 or 7 times, you then went back over the paper to see if your teacher wrote anything on the front or back about your experience. Did the teacher feel the wasp? Did the teacher laugh and sympathize with poor, wet Brownie? Did your trip to Disney World remind your teacher of what a good time childhood can be in the summer? Well, you found no trace of this sort of feedback. It took you years to sort your feelings out. But back then, the next time your teacher was about to hand out an assignment, you got a funny feeling in your stomach. Vertical lines appeared between your eyebrows, and you began to dread opening yourself up by writing down your joys and sorrows just to have them ignored and instead graded. You might have wound up like the other adults I meet. Well, I don't keep a diary or write stories. I'm not good at writing. I never could do that.